ahead.
Okay. First of all, when you look at their offense, I mean, they got 1,000-yard back, 2,000-yard receivers. It's almost mind-boggling how much talent they have in the skill position.
Obviously, you know, they have a lot of talent, especially on the edges, but I think they have good four good running backs. Their offensive line is good, and they got a couple of tight ends, a good blocking foot tight end, and they also got a good receiving tight end. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. I think we had a good week of practice down here. We got one more polished day tomorrow, and it's going to be a great challenge on the first.
Is it because they're so good, is it tough to cheat in one area? I mean, to put more pressure, I mean, double team a wide receiver?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the two wide receivers, they move them around a lot, so it's hard to double them. But you got to be very careful, and you got to know where they are, and especially on third downs and how they get there, moving the guys around so much. It's going to be hard to do that. So, you know, you steal from one area, you're going to have to pay somewhere else. So you got to be very careful.
Because they can run by you, right?
Oh, yeah, they're fast guys and, you know, very talented receivers. I would say they're the best two we've probably seen this year.
Do you remember a time where you've had this little amount of film on an opposing quarterback?
I guess, you know, the Nebraska quarterback, he didn't play very much, and we ended up playing him in the last game. But, yeah, it's a very little snaps, like 42 snaps right now of the quarterback. Not in the bowl game, I haven't.
Obviously, he can run. Oh, you can tell that.
Oh, he's a very good athlete, and he can throw the ball very well. And you can see when he led the drive against Arkansas, the last drive, you know, he beat you with your feet, and then he obviously threw a good ball down the last on the end for a touchdown. So, but he delivers a good ball.
Is he getting any sleep?
Am I?
Yeah.
Not much. You know, it's the same old.
So, how's it work with the secondary, especially now you're getting to work with them more than you did last year? Are you pleased with the way they've progressed?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I think we struggled a little bit, and I think they came together as a group, and I just think the guys are committed to preparing for games, and, you know, they're a lot farther ahead than they were last year, just as far as knowing what's going on the field, so it's been good to coach them.
They'll be tested by a couple. You probably haven't seen a tandem of receivers like this all year.
Yeah, they'll be well tested all the way in the back end, and obviously, you know, you got to stop the run, but they obviously will be a very explosive team in the passing game, and you know, they can take it to the house.
How's your defense just handled the prep in general, preparing for this offense so far?
I think it's been very well. I think our guys have been practicing hard. Even when we were back in Iowa City, I think they practiced really hard. And then we came down here, and, you know, when you travel and all the distractions that go on with a bowl game, I thought they did an excellent job preparing.
How does Dominic Alves look right now? Is he back? Is he 100%?
Yeah, I think he's 100% now. He's been moving around real well.
How do you balance the fun with getting ready to play game day?
Well, the thing what you try to do, you try to tell the guys, yeah, go out and have your fun, but get your rest because you got to practice. And, you know, really, it's no different for the coaches. I mean, you just go to work and you meet them at the practice field. You know, we bring them over here. But I think they've been pretty focused, and they understand what we're trying to do. And, you know, we're trying to get our ninth win here for this team.
Talk
about the defense, and, you know, your defensive line is really – played well and really progressed, and they're all back. You got a lot of good young guys. Do you feel like you got some momentum now on the defense, staying it beyond this year?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're missing three good linebackers. They're going to leave this year, so that's going to be hard. And we got Elvis on the edge over there as a defensive end. We're going to lose him, and then we're going to lose BJ and Tanner Miller in the secondary. So, you know, we got some work to do, but, you know, our main focus right now is trying to improve and see what we can do on the first.
You brought up those linebackers. You may have had better individuals, but have you had a better core than this year's group?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but I say these three are pretty good.
How was the rain today, practice-wise? Did it interrupt your itinerary?
No, not at all. We practice normal, just like if we're in Iowa City. We practice the same. Coach Ferentz loves to be out there, and it was a good day of practice.
How will Alves help you against these guys, him and you met?
Well, it just gives you more depth. You know, he'll have a chance to go out there and, you know, probably start off the game. And so it gives us a little bit more depth up there, especially with this big offensive line. I mean, these guys are big up front, and they can wear you out.
Are there any young guys that you've been pleased with their development here over these last few weeks with these extra practices?
Oh, yeah. I think that a lot of guys, I mean, the whole defensive, you sit there and you work a lot of developmental time. And most of that's been in Iowa City. But we did have a couple of developmental practices after the real practice over there, and I think the guys are working hard and progressing.
So how much of a luxury is it to have that group of linebackers? What can you do with a group of guys like that that you can't do with more inexperienced guys?
Well, they've been the ability, you know, that they can run, and they can run with wide receivers, which is good for us, and we didn't have to change too much of our personnel. It's created a chance to go chase a quarterback when he's a mobile quarterback, so that's helped us a lot. So I think in coverage and obviously chasing the guy down.
How about adjusting on the fly as well? I mean, else you may throw a few wrinkles that you haven't seen this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, what kind of offense, who knows what they're adapting to. I'm sure they're going to run some more one-back stuff with the quarterback stuff, but we've seen a lot of that this year, and we'll be able to refer back to, you know, we self-scouted ourselves, and we understand what they can do. So you try to practice those plays and practice all the plays at the 12 games that they had. It's hard to do.
When they have a two receivers that have 1,000 yards, when they have a 1,000-yard back, where do you start with an offense like that?
Well, obviously, first of all, you've got to stop the run. You know, if you don't stop the run, then, you know, then they can just run it all day. But if we can stop that and then make sure we play, you know, you got to keep them guessing what you're doing. So I think it's going to take a little bit, at least the first, second quarter, to see what they want to do for us.
When you closed the books in last year, what was the one thing that had to happen for this defense to move up, to improve the way it has?
Well, I think, you know, we really came closer as a team and a unit on defense. I think the guys really put their time and effort into it and started out in last December. And then in January carried over this guy's understanding the game of football and the preparation that they did. And, you know, on their own, just trying to, you know, watch film and see what happened last year, see some of the adjustments. And then I think it's been going on for almost 12 months right now. So it's been a whole year thing. So I think that's the pleasure of, you know, coaching these guys and understanding the game of football. They come up with answers for you, and they already know sometimes, hey, this happened to us before, and this is what we did. You know, should we do the same thing? So, I mean, I think that's the positive thing about it.
Derek, in your 15 years, I don't recall a good Iowa team having a mediocre Iowa defense. And a lot of what you guys do is based on having just kind of a strong strike defense. It's a positive.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, our guys, you know, we try to be fundamentally sound. And, you know, basically when you go out and play, you know, any team you play, you got to go back to your fundamentals and your base rules on your defense. And that's where our guys have, you know, accumulative effect. You know, we've got experienced guys at the linebacker position, two in the secondary, and obviously Elvis up front. So it's been that's how I think the guys got a lot better.